God bless you.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all over the world. Hello, everyone. And happy holidays to you, as well as happy New Year that is slowly approaching. We thank you so much for tuning in to the Fivefold Ministry. We can be heard on the same station Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., as well on Sundays morning from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock a.m. God bless you. I hope that you have enjoyed your holiday season. I hope that you are with family and friends, and thank you so much. God bless you again. Yes, we had a great time. We had a great time fixing those holiday foods. Yes, we did. And I know for certain that some of you have fixed that great old ham as well as the turkey and just celebrated and saw family and friends. Happy holidays to you again. And as we listen to the whispers, let us sit back and enjoy. Amen.
Lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. A stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes. They're glad it's good. People caroling into the night. Where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell lights tonight. We'll snuggle through a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas. But before this day gets underway, think of how much love you wish to give today. Then wonder why we can't give it all every day. There is no reason ever receiving love. People really need one another. Man, woman, boy, girl, sister, and brother, we happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you. And for this holiday season celebration, let's lift our hands to the holy nation to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you. Hope is the strength we need. Love is to share with you. Need is to be with everyone. Hey.
Yes, the songwriter says, happy holidays, and that we have just heard from the Whispers. God bless you again. Happy holidays to you again. This is our disclaimer. The music that you hear belongs to the artist, and we are here to promote those sounds and just to enjoy. We are to promote those sounds. I had to laugh. My daughter just, she's spending the holiday with me. Hello, Sydney Mercer. I was telling her to get a chair to get close to me. She decided to go over and just relax. Now she has the bench. It is so much fun when you have family and friends. Now, you know, if you don't go over there, yes, you know, it's fun when you can have your siblings over or your family members. They do some funny, funny things. And she came over to have holidays with me. We thank you so much for tuning in to us. As I said, we are Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. We thank God for the gentlemen who have graced us, Dr. James Jones, as well as Pastor John Jones, that truly we have enjoyed them, as well as Reverend Ray Lucas and Minister Michael Gray. We thank you so much. As I was saying before, that this holiday season, I've heard from my children, and my daughter is here, Sydney Mercer. Yay! Hello, Sydney.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
So what did you do for your holiday? Tell us.
I fellowshiped with my family. I delivered gifts. I got to check out some of the holiday shopping deals. And my favorite part was just relaxing. But I did a little bit of everything. Good food, good fellowship, and good shopping.
Oh, that's good. And what about the Word of God? What did you do in reference to celebrating the birth of Christ? Did you show love? Did you go to the church? Or what did you do? Did you tell your mom about church? Something happened. What did you do?
I started the day off with a long prayer, with mostly just thanking God for what he's done for the year, thanking him for his son, Jesus Christ, and the birth of him. And I also gave a special offering to my church in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ's birthday. And I've been listening to the broadcast and different preachers. Our church is, we didn't have service due to a technical emergency, but so I just tuned into different ones.
I see. So do you support the Fivefold Ministry?
Of course.
I see. And give donations as well?
Every month. Feel free to join me, all my listeners out there.
Okay. What do you like about the Fivefold Ministry?
Multiple things. I like the music choice. I enjoy the interviews. I get to hear a lot of different entrepreneurs and clergy members and just all types of people. I especially like when the messages is brought because we have so many different speakers, so they give different perspectives. And we also have speakers that has been dedicated to ministering for years and have so much experience. They can give you a diverse and complex message where it's relatable for past, present, and future.
Mm. Well, you can look. Oh, that's a young person right there. Relatable. Excuse me. Why? Well, truly, I'm truly blessed with her. One of the things that she did, she reminded me that we are on the air from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We are just enjoying that holiday spirit. And as like you said, with technical difficulties and stuff, it's on our end that we are so grateful to Archbishop to be able to be on her radio station as well, which is all over the world. We are so grateful for that. Thank you again. And as we celebrate the holidays, we want to encourage you to always listen to your listen to us. As now as we listen to different artists, the music belongs to them, but let us listen to one of my favorite groups, The Temptations. Amen. One of my favorite groups around this holiday time, The Temptation. Let me ask you, Sydney, what do you remember as a child growing up? We want to interview you while we are on the air. What do you remember growing up as a child? What were some of your favorite things or memorable things as far as a holiday with parents and family?
I remember a lot of joy, joy from everybody as they open their gifts, joy to just be around each other, or even sometimes joy just to have a day off or to fellowship or to just give praise and thanks. So overall, I just remember different forms of joy, big smiles, contentment, and just laughter and everything that symbolized happiness.
And what did your mother do during that time?
Everything. She wrapped the gifts, placed the gifts under the tree, cleaned up after us, cooked a meal, separated the food so we could take with us, even share with our friends sometime, watched us try on clothes if we got clothes, and if they and if they didn't fit, then we made a plan for something else, whether we exchanged it or got another gift, because she sometimes had backup gifts.
So did you take any things to the shelters or do anything for those who are homeless or those kids that didn't have anything? Did you give donations or what did you do?
One of my greatest holiday memories is My mother gave a Christmas holiday give back where there was about 300 people. I want to say at least three times a year. There was back to school, there was Thanksgiving, there was Christmas. The Christmas one was the most fondest time for me because there was people really brightened up. You know, typically the wintertime, it could be a lot. It's the end of the year and things of that nature. But during the give backs, it was both gifts and food and just a safe place where people could celebrate with Christian music, and you could even get prayer and take food to go. So it was a blessing to see multiple families helped. And then some people would just come off the street that had just saw a church full of joy and happiness, and they would just come in there and dedicate their life to Christ. That was one of my favorite ones, my favorite Christmas memories, community give back.
Okay. Yes, we have Sydney Mercer here. This is my daughter. She's fellowshipping with me for the weekend. We thank God for that. Thank you, Sydney. And what she's speaking about is that I had a church that really only housed 25 people, but we would have anywhere from 250 people to 300 people that would come past during those special times of school giveaways, Thanksgiving time, we would feed them, as well as Christmas, we would give out a basket. Do you remember that time when I had that turkey, one large turkey that fed almost 250 people?
Yes.
People don't believe that. I told them that Jesus kept multiplying the meat on the bone, because we had 250 people was wrapped around the street, the building. Tell us about that experience. What did you see?
I saw an endless turkey that lasted the entire event. Maybe the event was multiple hours, and everybody ate, and no one had to shorten their, like, lessen their portions or anything. God just kept creating a miracle that everyone can eat and eat more abundantly, like the word said.
And it was multiplied, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, I tell people that story because when I had a large can of corn, I think, large can of string beans, but I had one turkey, one large turkey. And as I was slicing the turkey, and I made sure they had a good portion of meat, that the meat kept growing on the bone. And I would look back, and I snatched my head real fast, and I said, I know I saw meat on that. I knew I pulled that meat off that bone, and I looked back, there was more meat. There was more meat. And I heard the Lord said, two fish and five loaves of bread, that I was shocked that God performed a miracle right there in the community church I had, that from the one turkey, we fed 250 people. We were able to give a nice portion of food. And at the very, very end, and I told everybody, we witnessed a miracle. That turkey never ran off of meat on a bone. So people were able to eat and enjoy. Like you said, we had people to come into the center, and we had 300 gifts, you remember? We had 300 socks, 300 gloves, and then we had some perfume for the ladies, the little can sprays, and you know, little candy and treats, and that they was wrapped around. We fed the neighborhood, the community people, and the gangs. The gangs were coming. We had the Crips gang. We had the Blood gangs. We had the Guerrilla gang. It didn't matter. God loved us all. So as they came in, we said, Happy Holidays, and we fed them. And what name did they call me?
Mommy.
Yes, they called me Mommy. I had the best security in the world. You could be over at my church 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Lights were on. Doors was open. You didn't have to worry about nobody robbing your car, robbing the church, bothering you. I mean, the police used to be there, but we have so much security. The police left. Mm-hmm. I tell you, in Maryland, Baltimore City, we had the best security. So I thank God for that experience of having the young boys there. What did you remember about them? Did they do anything special, or did they help in the church or played instruments? Especially those two that is called Tank, and what's the other one called?
Travis.
And Travis. Tell us about those two young men.
They were neighborhood members, so they lived in the local community, and they would often come over to the church and just check with my mom to see if she needed anything. They did everything from painting the church as she moved in to playing the drums to sometimes getting the food for the event. They just was like armor bears. They were neighbors that turned into armor bears that turned into family.
And they found me a piano. Look, they went to the schools and talked to the principals. They pushing pianos down the street and instruments. I said, where did you get it? Principal said, they don't want to take it. It's old. They were going to throw it out.
Advocates and armor bears.
Yes.
Young people, too.
Yes, I enjoyed it so much. That at the church, like she said, we had some of the neighborhood young people, and the word would go out, Mommy, you having dinner? And it'll be wrapped around the building. Or when I'm getting ready to give out the gifts, it was so many people. People were standing in line to come in. They were the best armor bearers and everything. I appreciate them so much. I told them, I said, I'm going to take you to the movie. They said, you going to take us to the movie? I said, you just have to sit on each other's lap, but we go into the movies. They were so surprised, and they act just like kids, making noise in the movie, walking up and down the seat, throwing popcorn, but we had fun. And far as the age, what, anywhere from 25 to 30, wasn't he? Maybe 18. Yeah, we younger?
Yeah, we were younger, because I was only in high school, and there was they was young kids, because remember, it was a children church that would come during Bible. There was Bible study children church. And so I would say all ages, honestly, from elementary to college.
Yeah, I remember when I had a back-to-school prayer, we had so many children, about 300 children. We had to make a circle in the street. We blocked off a whole neighborhood from the beginning of the neighborhood to the end. It was that many kids, and we formed a huge circle. That was our back-to-school prayer. And then, like I said, for Thanksgiving, we fed whoever would come, the whole community. And Christmas time, we just had a great big old box, and we let them pick what they want. They were so happy because it was cold. They wanted the gloves, definitely nice dry socks for those who was homeless out there. We had it wrapped with pretty bows. People were so glad that they were, some was in shelters, some was homeless. Someone was runaway, so to get a hug, to get a gift, and to be able to sit down, they were so pleased. I still will never forget this. Even the gang girls, when I gave the perfume wrapped up with a bow, and they were just so excited to put on some sweet smelling perfume. And we had prayer. We talked about Jesus. Those same people, I have seen them today. They said, "Mommy," I said, "What? Look over here." And some of them have gone to college. They went to the community college. Some of them finished school. And truly, that the word of God made a difference there to a lot of them. So that's where I got my start, that I was a street corner preacher, or what they call right there, storefront church. And I was able to fellowship there. And I would have seen my daughter. She would pull up with her dad. I would say, if they want to bring donation and pen, kid, what did you see? Could you see me in the church of people everywhere?
No. Often my father would walk me in because there would be so many people. And he'd be like, are you sure she's in there? I'm like, it's her church. Yeah, she's in there. it was always full of people. I think people gravitated to the love that and the kindness that my mother showed them, which I know directly is a result of fruits of the Spirit and just having a love for Christ. And I think they took that and applied it and grew from there. Like she said, since then, some of them made completely 360-degree change, and they have kids of their own, which some of them are raising in church. It just was a blessing to see how far love can go. And I think that really is the message of Christmas, that God loved us so much that he sent his only son, and the son was born into the world. And
so what else? Can you give us a prayer for the holidays? My daughter, she was like, no.
But, yes, that's one thing about having the community church. I thank God for that, that a lot of people, it is very special to me. It was on July the 7th. In the warm month, I had worked till 7 o'clock that night. I will never forget that, July the 7th at 7 o'clock p.m. And I once told someone, I said, I started my church on 7/7/7. And they said, what's that, July 7th at 7 o'clock? And they teased me. They said that was a very, very good number, that it was a special number, that it is finished, that now it is the start of something very, very good. So I thank God for that, that my experience was to have a storefront church, and it was nothing like it. It helped me to be the person that I am. It helped me to love everyone the way I want to be treated and loved. I especially enjoyed that my daughter came over as my armor bearer. She one time I was sick, I couldn't do it, and she said, "Ma, I run the church for you today. I go ahead. I preach the word." She was only 16 years old, and she had my back, that she came in with all of those young people, that, and she was their age, as young as them, that she was going to preach and to run the church that day. And they would listen, because they was around her age, and we were so welcome. They showed us so much love when we went to the neighborhood. We had one young fellow, every time I looked, he acted like he was in charge. His tank would go in and out, and he made sure. I never forget that. Really, that moment was stick in my mind, that the church, you know, like I say, was a little small storefront church, but that day all of them decided to come in, and I looked up, and I had a church full of gang boys. It was packed, and I was like, "Well, what happened? Is the street on fire? What's wrong?" And we had them in there. It was so many people that they were standing at the door, and they came in, and it showed that one day they had their truce. They had the Crips, the Blood, the Gorilla, all of them just came into church, and we were able to have prayer over them as well as to accept salvation and to feel welcome. That's one thing that we wanted to do in our church, is to make them feel as though that they are loved. I want to say to you again, for those of you who may tune in late today, that we had a small problem on our end. Of course, we hooking up lights, and we're celebrating what we believe, the birth of Christ. We don't know the day or the hour, but this is our celebration that our Lord was born. I'm going to let Cindy close us out by saying something right now, as we get ready to just to say happy holidays to you and close out with another special number.
Can I get another memory?
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to mention one more memory. The cross, my mom had a cross outside of the church, and to this day it's still there. The building has changed in multiple ways, but no matter what the building becomes or who is there, that cross remains, and I think that's just a testament of what you plant. Sometimes when you plant seeds, especially for Christ or for Christianity, it will remain there. Happy holidays, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Yes, God bless you again. As she said, happy holidays as well as Happy New Year's. Of course, it's me trying to be not only the speaker, the radio personality person, but as well as electrician. So no telling what you'll get sometimes. So if you don't get us in the beginning, if you hear that we're not on the air, do call back. We're right on this air Monday through Fridays, and sometimes it's on my end, not on Archbishop end or this radio station, sometimes that we run into little technical difficulties. But let us end out by listening to something very important, the birth of Christ. So let us behold the Lamb, that the Lord was born for us, and we thank God for that birth, by Tamla Mann. God bless you again. You've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry, and we will be on the air tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Amen. Now. Holidays to you. God bless you. And we will be back on this radio dial tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. God bless you. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.